I'm Vernon Jones, and at this time we'll be discussing the subject, Citizens of a New Nation. In 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10, Peter penned these words, "But you are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may show forth the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who in time past were no people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." History reveals the rise and fall of many, many nations. The emerging nations of today often make the headlines of our daily newspapers, but Scripture reveals that a new nation was begun more than 1,900 years ago, and it is different from all others. It was prophesied in Daniel 2:44, "And it shall stand forever." This new nation was not to be an earthly kingdom at all. Jesus plainly said in John 18:36, "My kingdom is not of this world." As Peter shows in our text that we just quoted a moment ago, that this kingdom was to be a holy nation. When Nicodemus, a Jew and a citizen of the nation of Israel, came to Jesus, the Lord told him, "You must be born again," John 3 and verse 3. How surprising this must have been. But the physical birth had only made him a citizen of an earthly kingdom. And to be a part of a holy nation, the new kingdom, he must be born of water and the Spirit, John 3 and verse 5. There is a parallel passage to this in Titus 3 and verse 5, just using some different words. Peter shows in 1 Peter 4, 16 through 18, that this is a holy nation, and it is composed of those who are Christians, in verse 16, and members of the house of God, in verse 17. 1 Timothy 3:15 says those who have been born again are citizens in a new nation. But what of this new nation? What are its characteristics? Its citizens. And our text in 1 Peter 2 provides the answers. Let's take a closer look at them. A new nation is an elect race, he said. Christians are an elect race. The King James Version has chosen generation, because God chose the Christians to be the citizens. And God chose us in Him, that is in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before Him in love, in Ephesians 1 and verse 4. How did God choose? How did He call us to be citizens? Well, when we read in 2 Thessalonians 2, 13 and 14, says that God chose you from the beginning unto salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto He calls you through our gospel. There it is. We are called by the gospel to believe the truth. When we were, by believing and accepting God's call, we are chosen by Him to be citizens in His kingdom. But we are to be an elect race. When the Apostle Peter preached the Gentiles for the first time, he said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth Him and worketh righteousness is accepted with Him." In Acts 10, verses 34 and 35. Now, this elect race is not based, then, on physical race, that is, a Jew or Greek or black or white, but a new nation is spiritual, and the elect race is a spiritual race composed of all physical races. Now, another thing that Peter had to say in this new nation is that we are a royal priesthood. Now, under the Old Covenant, sometimes referred to as the Law of Moses, from the tribe of Levi came the priests who were to minister on behalf of the people. Note the work of priests: to offer both gifts and sacrifices, tabernacle prepared wherein were the candlesticks, the table, and the shewbread, which is called the holy place, and the priests go in continually into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the services. In Hebrews 8 and verse 3, and Hebrews 9, 2 through 6. And priests were the mediators between God and the people, offering sacrifices on behalf of the people. A change in the priesthood has been made, though. The priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Hebrews 7 and verse 12. Christ is now our high priest, and he did this by offering his blood for us. In Hebrews 7, 23 through 28, 8, 1 through 6, and Hebrews 9, 11 through 22. And Paul emphatically declares, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, himself man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all." 1 Timothy 2, verses 5 and 6. Now the Christians who are citizens in this new nation, and the Apostle Peter writes, "You also are living stones, are built a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. Christians are not dependent on others to be priests for them. Each Christian is his own priest. And Christ, as high priest, is the only mediator we have between us and God. Now this new nation is composed of a peculiar people. Where the King James Version has a peculiar people, the American Standard reads, "a people for God's own possession." Just as Israel had been chosen by God to be a peculiar people unto himself, Deuteronomy 14 and 20, so this new nation was also to belong only to God. He said that they shall be mine, Malachi 3, verse 17. And this is the real peculiarity of this people. They belong to God. God sent his Son to die for us, to redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, and for his own possession, zealous of good works, Titus 2:14. And the blood of Christ was paid for us, so that you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20. Even though we have sinned and thus removed ourselves from God, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, that God loved us and wanted us to be his people. So Christ came and died, knowing that you were redeemed with precious blood, even the blood of Christ. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. Now this new nation belongs to God because he bought it and he paid for it. The new nation is also referred to as the called out. Notice that Peter declares that Christians are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the Apostle Paul writes in a similar vein in Colossians 1 and verse 13, "Of God who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." In both passages, these two apostles picture the state of sin as darkness, and both show that those delivered are called out by God. He used the gospel for this, remember from 2 Thessalonians 2:14. The Apostle Paul states his mission from the Christ as he was to preach to the Gentiles and to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. Acts 26 and verse 18. Jesus promised in Matthew 16:18, "I will build my church." And in Acts 20 and verse 28, we are told that the church was purchased with his own blood. Now the word church is from the Greek ekklesia, which means a gathering of citizens called out into some public place, an assembly. So writes Thayer in his Greek English lexicon. He further shows the root meaning of ek, or out of, and kaleo, to call. Thus, church means called out. When people are called out of darkness into the kingdom and into the light, Colossians 1:13, 1 Peter 2:10, they constitute the church, for that is the church. And Paul exhorts all, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, 2 Corinthians 6:17. And when people are called out of darkness, they are the called out, or church, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this new nation is the object of God's mercy. How bleak an outlook if we had to depend on ourselves for salvation. For though we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23, none of us can save ourselves. None can devise his own way of salvation. The Apostle Paul puts it in the right perspective when he writes in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But he went on to say in the next verse, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk therein. But if we look back a little earlier in the second chapter of Ephesians, he says that God is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, and has raised us up together with Christ, for by grace are you saved. And when we were separated from God by sin, when we were yet without strength, he says, in due season Christ died for the ungodly. God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In Romans 5:6-8, none can save himself. None can claim he deserves to be saved. None can point to his works as the basis of his salvation, even though we must work the works of righteousness. For none of these things can save. But God knew that. And in his mercy, he made salvation possible for all of us. We had not obtained mercy, but now have, he said. God calls us to be the elect in Christ. God makes us a royal priesthood in Christ. Notice that all of this is done in Christ. We are God's people in Christ. We are called out of sin to live righteously in Christ. And God's mercy is granted to us in Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In John 14:6. This thought is found in the preaching of the apostles later. In Acts 4:12, he said, neither is there any salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, just as God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1:3, so God's mercy is only in Christ. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 6:3-4 that the new birth is carried out here, even though it isn't referred to as a new birth, but in the third chapter of Titus, in verse 5, it is referred to as again born, so it would be the new birth, and he's talking about the same thing. When he says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And for those who by faith are baptized into Christ, a new life results. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, wherefore, if any man be in Christ, notice where this is, in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. There is the citizen of this new nation. One who has been baptized into Christ, born again, is thus a part of the called out of God. Friends, are you a citizen of that holy nation which is in Christ? If not, why don't you take the right steps through faith today to become a citizen of his kingdom?